Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the secrets of the 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business today. I'm really excited and honored to have a phenomenal guest on today's show. It's a topic that's seriously interested me. I've been involved in it over the last several years, and I want to be able to bring these same concepts and strategies to you to help you feel better and just operate better throughout your daily life. So I want to introduce Glenn Dawson. He's a functional fitness performance trainer to some of the top people in the world. And he's been able to come on Making Bank today to help guide you in your life. So Glenn, welcome to Making Bank.
What's up, Josh? How's it going?
Good, man. So I'm excited to have you on. I know we've talked off and on over online and everything else and tried to connect up many a times. And so it's been awesome to really get you on Making Bank today. And I'm excited to learn more what you're doing and how you're helping people out there.
Man, thank you for having me, dude. And what you're doing is great too. So it's awesome to be on your show and like talking with such a good dude.
So I guess tell me a little bit about your background. I know, you know, there's different types of trainers out there, and you know, I'm familiar a little bit more with functional fitness training in general, just from being around CrossFit and just a lot of the other performance things that I've done throughout my life. And but let's give our audience, you know, my audience and stuff, a little bit more background on how that's a little different than just walking into the gym and doing the normal curls and different things like that.
Yeah, that's what most people do, and it hurts their progress, basically. So my background is, like, I worked with, like, some of the top trainers that shot, like, NFL players. I've trained with those same guys, Olympic athletes, physical therapists, doctors, stuff like that, and done clinics for those same physical therapists and doctors. Just went over how they can just enhance their practice with, like, certain movements and stuff. And, like, it's amazing, man, what you can do with human body. My day job was a trainer of trainers, basically, for this huge gym. So go in, train all their trainers. And then we'd train, like, their sales people too, do their marketing and, like, teach them how to sell training correctly.
Okay.
And obviously, like, raise the prices of the training because they made their trainers better and everything else. Now they can do assessments and diagnosis perfectly. And that's where I met my best friend, like, life partner, Brandon Straker. And then we were basically doing, like, the training, the sales, every single aspect of this company. And getting treated like crap, like every other entrepreneur. And so much so that I'm a super loyal dude. And, I decided to leave and Brandon decided to leave. And I'm really grateful for it. Cause if they didn't treat us that much like crap, like literally, like we were crying together, talking about how good you are, and how good I am. And like back and forth, like we were pre-gaming for a Reno rodeo. Like in his car, not driving, obviously, but parked, drinking and like talking about, dude, we can't do this anymore. We can't do it anymore. Like, you're just too good for this. And we had all the skills and talents to do it on our own. We just had to be treated like shit enough to go do it on our own, man. So, yeah, that's basically it. We said, listen, we can do this on our own. The next day we met in a coffee shop, started figuring out what we're best at, wrote everything down, what we love to do. What gives us like happiness. Obviously now you see it's just helping people and helping them get actual results. And that's the biggest thing. Like I would say it separates me from most trainers, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but most trainers misdiagnose a lot of stuff and they'll miss stuff and they won't get every one of their clients results. And it sucks because man, people aren't the same. You can't just put them through cookie cutter workouts. You can't just put them in a woman's class and just say, all right, everyone in here do a squat. Because none of them should be squatting in the first place. Like all of their squats look completely different.
Sure.
You're like, well, that's not a regular squat. That doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, just push yourself lower. Like push yourself lower. What does that even mean? Like that is not how, like they're not an accordion. You don't just push it. It's not a slinky.
Right.
So what we do is basically fix that stuff. And then the same thing with like weight loss, hormonal problems, optimizing focus during the day. There's so much stuff stimuli that our bodies go through that a normal human being isn't meant to go through.
Sure.
That you have to reset and fix. So that's it in a nutshell.
Cool. So, you know, so I guess, you know, you kind of been in a similar position as other entrepreneurs, or, you know, even a lot of people out there probably watching this as well, is you had that normal 9-to-5 job and, you know, you were working your best and, you know, crushing it for the company. And, you know, obviously you weren't getting that reciprocation back from them. And it just, you know, you kept pushing you guys. And the great thing about it is you guys took the action though. You guys took that next step and said, hey, we're going to go do something about this. We know we can do this. We have the abilities. We have the skills. And we're just going to go take that risk and figure it out.
And yeah, so, man. It's so awesome, dude. Honestly. I wake up now every single morning happy to do what I do. And I used to dread going to work.
Sure.
I used to have to get amped up to go to work. And I'm like, it's the same thing. I'm still training people. I'm still saving lives. I'm still like doing the stuff I love to do, but that little one change of dealing with a different person with different morals and like different stuff that I actually like care about.
Yeah.
That I don't have to worry about anymore. Dude, it is life changing.
Yeah, it is. And that's awesome. And I think then the next big step you guys really took was, you know, getting together, but you really wrote down, hey, this is what I love doing, but then this is what I'm good at. And so then you can really match up, because a lot of times so many people go into a partnership and it's like, okay, cool. You know, I'm just going to go do this. And I'm going to do this because this was, you know, what I like, but maybe I suck at it.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why the other person's not carrying their weight or whatever it may be. And then that causes problems. So
definitely, dude, definitely. That was actually one of our goals. And I think a lot of people have it different. Like, I would never say you need a business partner.
Right.
Because most of them fail. It's like most marriages fail. It makes sense. Like, but for us, it was like, I'm going to have a business no matter what happens. He's going to have a business no matter how it happens. Yeah. And we're going to have a business together no matter what happens. Like, we have to have a business together. And I'll keep trying it, man. And we're making money right now. But if this business fails, I'll do it again. And I'll do it again. And I don't care. I'm never going to lose my best friend. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, we'll dumpster the business before we kill our friendship. It's not going to happen.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, and that's good that you guys have that bond and that tightness together. And that, you know, I think helps push each other and stuff, as well as carry the level of what you guys are doing in your business and everything too, as well. So.
Yeah. I already told him I would take a bus, push him out of the way just because he has a daughter and I don't have a kid, just so he could still be there for his daughter. And I already told him, like, hey, man, if one of us is going, it's going to be me. So, like, it's a big bond, man.
Cool. Yeah, loyalty. No, that's awesome. Because a lot of times you don't find that much these days.
No.
Well, cool. We got a couple minutes before we have to take a quick break. But with your business, and you guys are running it, and that's really awesome. You guys, you know, you kind of have that sales and marketing background skills and everything, as well as the whole trainer side of things. And so, what's your business all encompassing? So you're working and training with people or consulting. I think you get, or you have a nutrition side of it as well.
Yeah, we have a lot. Okay. Actually. So we do have, like, we started off with the high performance, coaching, like one-on-one training program, where we would do diagnoses with people, that look at their overhead squat tests, so what their muscular bounces are, fix that so that they don't have pain. And then they grow muscle faster, which is awesome because they're not just using like their dominant muscles. They're using all of them, their weaker ones, antagonist muscles. And that allows them to grow muscle faster, increase their testosterone and their growth hormone. Cause if you tear more muscle, hypothalamus secretes more. It's just science, but if you tear more muscle fibers, your hypothalamus triggers and you secrete more testosterone, more growth hormone.
Right.
It's easy. So what that does is just make you a superhuman, basically. You're leaner, stronger. You burn more calories during the day. You have a faster metabolic rate, everything. So we would do that for everyone. Go through their day, change their insulin sensitivity and their insulin resistance. So basically, like, how they process insulin, which is a huge one. Because most people go throughout the day and they feel like every single thing they eat sticks to them. And it's true. Most of the do eat sticks to them because they don't process the food. And it spikes their insulin. The insulin drops off and creates fat cells. So what we do is we reset that so that they can process food and then get those nutrients and not push those bad foods. Like if you eat pizza, you're not losing 3 weeks if you're working out.
Right.
Cardio. We go over everything basically. So we just retool these people's lives. We were really successful with that. And then went back home to Reno, where I'm from, and noticed that no one could afford us, but they had a lot of questions. You may find out today, but I really, really, really care about people. And it sucks telling people like, hey, I can't really help you. Let me give you some free help. And there's only so much free help you can give out because you don't have time. But you have this like untapped place where you came from that can't afford you, and it sucks because you love these people, like you care about them. So then we released Reset You so that every single person can get an assessment. So every single person can get Reset. And it's basically a membership site where me and Brandon put every single bit of knowledge we have into this so that they can get reset hormonally, physically, everything, and actually get to their goals. Shot a ton of videos. We had to do a video of every single exercise, every single foam roll, every single everything. So it's like hundreds of videos. And then we also released a supplement brand, Elevate Nutrition, because people keep asking us about, hey, like, what supplement should I take? What supplement should I take? What supplement should I take? And we tell them, and then they come back with this bullshit supplement. I'm like, you shouldn't be taking this one.
Yeah.
Did you look at the label? And then we realize that people don't look at labels. And we realize that people don't know what supplements to take.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, because you're in the supplement industry, like, you have to give people good supplements. And it's your job, Josh, as a person that knows what goes in supplements, to market it better than the people that knows what goes in supplements and don't care.
Right.
Because
yeah,
you
sure.
care about people's skin, you care about people's, like, pets, because you care about this stuff, it's your job to be good at marketing so they can actually get the good products.
Right.
Like, if they don't know, they're not going to get good products.
Yeah.
But no, that's why we started Elevate.
Cool, man. No, that's awesome. And that's really cool. You guys have the whole membership site to allow people to come in and grab all the information. I always see you guys pushing out tons of video content, free video content online and everything. So one of the things we were chatting with off air just a few minutes ago was the whole nutritional aspect. And, you know, I think a lot of people have in their head that, you know, they have to get up and eat a large breakfast every single morning. And then they wonder why throughout the day they feel sluggish and everything else. And I know one of the big things, I've been reading a lot of the research over it the last year or so, is the whole thing with intermittent fasting. And, you know, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it and, you know, get your feedback.
That's funny. That was like a softball underhand pitch. I love it. of course, like if you follow me on Facebook, you know that I'm a big proponent of intermittent fasting because of a couple of problems that go on in society today. And one of them is insulin resistance and insulin sensitivity. So the first thing is like insulin resistance. And that's because we take in these processed foods. It trashes our hormones. We take in a ton of sugar. There was a whole period of time where we thought that like heart disease comes from fat and cholesterol and bacon, basically. And the whole time it was coming from sugar and insulin. And there's a lot of trashed studies, like studies where they just manipulated research to show, hey, the cause of heart disease is fat and sugar. So everyone came out with these like weight loss, zero fat things. And people thought that if you eat fat, it gets converted to fat, which is not true at all. And sugar is the biggest, the biggest monster. And it spikes your insulin and drops off the fat cells, creates that insulin spike and drop that everyone feels afterwards. And they feel like they need food every 2 seconds, and they're hypoglycemic. Everyone's hypoglycemic nowadays. And it's all just your hormonal environment being insulin resistant. So what intermittent fasting does, and it's basically shortening your window of eating. Okay. I like to think of it like more intermittent feasting, because you eat a ton of food in a smaller window. You just don't stretch it out.
Sure.
So what happens is every single time you go to eat, your body produces cortisol to break down that food.
Right.
So that endless supply of cortisol stunts your growth hormone because they're basically opposite. So if you have more cortisol, less growth hormone. So if you get super stressed out with stress hormone, you're not going to have a lot of growth hormone. And growth hormone basically is about new youth. It's going to make you feel younger, increase your cell production, increase the metabolic rate, everything.
Sure.
So you're burning calories faster. You look younger. You're stronger. You have less inflammation. All that awesome stuff just from skipping breakfast. Now, there's a lot of ways to intermittent fast. What we do and what I do with my clients is a lean gain style of eating for about 8-hour window.
Okay.
You really don't need to. I eat for like 4 hours a day, 2 huge meals. But what I found is that because of the hormonal response, like you're in the morning, instead of running off of sugar and basically like insulin, you're running off of adrenaline and norepinephrine. So you're completely focused and you have a ton of energy. And you can just crush work. It's the most awesome feeling. And then you go lift with those hormones and you are a beast. It's awesome, dude. And then the fact that you're burning all this extra fat is amazing. And then when you go on a trip like I'm about to go to,
right?
Because it increased your insulin sensitivity, when I'm going to drink alcohol, it's not going to affect me as much because I'll process more of it. When I'm going to go eat pizza, I'm going to process more of it. So I don't get set back anymore. There's no like bulking like season anymore. It's like, right. Okay, I'm a little bit less cut and then I'm shredded. Like there's nothing that happens in between. But yeah, that's basically intermittent fasting in a nutshell. Just limiting the window of what you eat so that you're not consistently breaking down food.
I got you. And so, you know, and then what do you have them, you know, do that 7 days a week, 3 days a week, 5 days a week?
Yeah. So there's 7 days a week and then there's another style where you would do, it's by Brad Pilon. It's the Eat Stop Eat, and he does 5 days on and 2 24-hour fasts.
Okay.
But basically, he's eating for 24 hours. He's pretty healthy, like pretty good macronutrient levels, and then he'll do a 24-hour fast. There's another way to do it that was coined by John Romanello and Adam Bornstein in their book, The Alpha Male 2.0, when they talked about. I'm so pumped I got all those correct. it's hard to cite sources, and I don't want to let anyone down. But they actually come up with a way, and it's awesome, that you can just lean gain fast the entire time. And then because as you start to lean out, as you know, Josh, like your T3, your T4, your leptin levels drop. So like the less calories you take in, the more calories you burn, your body's like, oh, no, Josh, you're getting too lean. We're going to die.
Yeah.
So let's slow down your metabolism so we can preserve that.
Okay.
Well, what these guys did was they came out with a 24-hour fast or a 36-hour fast. So you'd go from like, you'd stop eating at night and then you'd go till like the next afternoon.
Right.
And basically you'd have a cheat day before that. Okay. So you have this caloric surplus, which bumps up your T3, your T4, your leptin levels. And then you'd fast for a day to a day and a half afterwards and go directly into a caloric deficit. With this ramped up metabolism, so you have a cheat meal.
Sure.
And you basically don't gain fat.
Okay.
It's an awesome way to just beat the whole like Biggest Loser thing where they gained all their weight back.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, it's awesome, dude. Like you'd have your cheat meal and like actually get to enjoy it because you know you're just going to fast the day afterwards and burn all those calories off.
And then, so besides kind of like a burning the calories off, I mean, from a health standpoint, you know, how does that affect or how does that help or?
So as far as like a health standpoint goes, they've done a lot of research on it. And you can go up to like 48 hours without having any kind of like hormonal damage or anything bad happening to you. And then you really don't lose any performance until around like 28 hours. And it's really not that much. Like you can still go 36 and not lose a lot of performance.
Okay.
They've tested it. Brad Pilon did a ton of studies and he basically got to like 72 was like where like he's just like crap and it doesn't work anymore. So obviously I wouldn't go more than like 36 to 48.
Right.
Brandon's done like 48 a couple of times. But what happens is everyone's like probably freaking out that's listening to this right now. Like you can fast for 2 days. That's ridiculous. You don't need it. To be honest with you, like that's not how our bodies were designed. If you think about where we came from and you think about, you know, 6,000 years ago, like 8,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, we were probably not eating in the morning. We probably had to go out and go either like hunt to go get nuts and berries for you vegetarian weirdos, or we had to go kill a deer and then bring it home and eat it afterwards.
Right.
So like there's that whole thing that like that's how genetically we were like evolved to be. Like that's why we should eat like this. And there's so many like hormonal benefits from it, and you're such a better person from it. It's so awesome. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. But yeah, there's days that you would go without food, so obviously that has to be in there genetically. And then there's so many studies that they've done with like power lifters and triathletes to see like, hey, like how is your performance on this? And they did a study on road bikers who would fast for 24 hours and they still have the same performance levels. Like everything is there, and people think you have to carb load before your workout. Like there's so many wrong things with science that we're just pseudoscience. Like they say, okay, well, carbohydrates give you energy, so you need that energy to do this.
Right. And okay.
No, like there's other ways to do that. You can't just say 1 + 1 = 2 without actually doing the equation. It doesn't make sense.
One of the cool things about 8 months ago, is I started, you know, with intermittent fasting and everything. And usually I started with like 3 to 5 days a week kind of process. And then, over the probably the last four months, have ramped it up to like that 5 to 7 day window. Where I'll do it sometimes just on the weekends. The kids want to go get breakfast, so we go get pancakes and eggs and stuff or whatever. But
You can make your own style and say it's the Josh Felber style and do the lean gains one for like 8 hours, right?
Right.
And then you could do like on Sunday, like when your kids want to go get pancakes, because you're a dad, you've got to be a good dad and go get pancakes.
Right.
You can't let your kids down. You have your cheat day for like 24 hours and then you have like a 24 hour fast after on Monday.
Gotcha.
Because on Monday, you're so damn busy anyways, you're not going to be hungry. And you eat so much food on Sunday, you're not going to be hungry.
Right.
And it'll just help you lean out.
You know, and I guess that's what it has. I mean, even what I've done so far is worked really well. But one of the cool things like I've always liked is the focus intensity, you know, that you have in that, you know, morning window all the way up until like 12:30 or 1, you know, when is about my peak before I have to eat. So then I start getting like, all right, I'm hungry now. Time to eat.
What time do you lift?
Usually in the morning, so it'll be...
That's why. Yeah, for sure. So you, like, lift, and then you're like, okay, the rest of it, you're, like, still have that, like, sped up metabolism.
Yeah.
So you're still burning through your glucose reserves and your liver glycogen. Yeah. So I do a double-pronged attack kind of thing. I do, like, a 20-minute bike ride in the morning.
Okay.
And listen to podcasts or making bank or, you know, learning in the morning, basically, while I can. And then that doesn't really do much for metabolism because it's just cardio. Like, it's not really ramping you up. I'm not tapping into my EPOC or anything. And then I'll go and lift at, like, 1.
Okay.
And then directly after that, I'll eat. So I'll, like, push the window back even to, like, 3 or 4. Not that my lifting's that much, but, like, you got to get home. You got to prepare stuff. You got to take a shower, like, everything else. Because I really only lift for, like, half hour. But, yeah, I really only eat 2 meals a day, too.
Sure. Yeah, that's about where I'm at too.
Yeah, just 2 huge meals. Like, what did you eat yesterday?
I mean, my pretty much stuff is the same throughout every day for lunch. At least is, you know, turkey and tons of vegetables, and then I usually have like a green shake with collagen protein and a bunch of different things in it. So,
no, man, that's awesome. It's awesome. I eat way more than that.
I'm probably not eating enough.
I was like, I'm doing the calories and math. I'm like, you got muscle, and I know it. I'm like, huh. I'm not trying to diagnose you today.
No,
like,
it's all good. It's just, I've thought that for a while, but it's just I haven't sat down and tried to figure it out.
I had like a 6-egg omelet with like 7 pieces of bacon, some ham. And then I had chicken, bacon, and spinach. And I'm going on a trip, so I'm trying to lean out, so I didn't have any carbs for dinner either. But I had like half of a huge tri-tip. I don't even know what it was. I didn't really measure any of that stuff. And then broccoli and coconut oil.
Nice.
But yeah, I was smashing food. I eat a ton of food.
Yeah, and that, I think probably that's where I need to figure that out, and then like kind of have that lunch and dinner figured out numbers wise where I need to be for sure. But I just,
well, dude, if you load your protein shake, you can get like 800 to 1,000 calories out of a protein shake. You just got to dump like MTC oil in it or peanut butter.
Actually, I love those wake shakes, dude. It's all collagen protein and grass-fed butter and MCT oil.
Yeah,
and yeah. There's no sugars or anything, and it tastes awesome, like the caramel latte one. And it just
so good.
Yeah. So that's like right after the workout kind of a thing. So
that's the best way to get calories for me too. And I was talking to Brandon because he drinks his like water, and I'm dude, no. I'm like, I'm not wasting this. This is like my baby. My protein shake is like the one dessert I get for the day. I'm going to make love to this thing. Like,
it's the best thing.
Dirty protein shake.
Yep. Well, cool. Well, I know as entrepreneurs, one of the big things is we tend to neglect our health. You know, or a lot of people that I've talked to is, and that kind of gets pushed on the wayside. And I know, at least for me, the better from a healthy standpoint, from fitness and energy and mind's clarity and everything, I just feel better and I can operate at such a higher level when I'm focused on making sure I take care of that area. But a lot of people just tend to put it aside. Oh, I don't have time, this or that or the other. I can't do it today with my business. And, you know, I mean, with you working with clients, and you've probably worked with a lot of different entrepreneurs and everything, what have you seen from a success standpoint on how that's benefited their overall business from a revenue standpoint, from an efficiency standpoint, and productivity standpoint?
So that's a big one, man. And you can go and you can tell somebody like, hey, like, and it's funny because most trainers will go to and they'll talk to entrepreneurs, and you see it all the time because there's always like that rah-rah trainer on Facebook who's right. Like, yeah, your health is your life and your health is your business and you gotta have more priority in health and like all the other stuff, right? And it doesn't have to be. Like, it doesn't have to be the number one thing that you go after. You're not a professional athlete.
Right.
I'm not asking you to bench press 300 pounds and run a 4:340. But like, what is actually gonna help you from is if you do perform better, if you feel better, like if you didn't have neck pain during the day.
Yeah.
If you had hyper focus. And we've all been there, and you just got to remember, like, as an entrepreneur, just close your eyes right now if you're listening, and think about that one time where you had a deadline, and it was coming up close, and you were laser-focused for an entire day, and you crushed every single bit of that project, and you made an amazing project in that one day. Think about that for a second. Now, think about how much more your business would benefit if you could do that every day. That's what you want to think about. You can't tell people like, hey, because I can go through and I can diagnose every single person and tell them, hey, if you don't fix that, you're going to have ACL injury. Hey, if you don't fix that, just like the doctor, like when people go to the doctor and like, hey, you really need to change up your diet or you're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
They don't do it until they have a heart attack.
Correct.
But if you can tell them like how good they're going to feel and how much more they're going to produce and like how it's going to feel to put clothes on that actually fits. All that thing, everything goes into it, man. And I can tell you just from like a business standpoint, one of my good friends, Tanner Larson, I was working with him and he basically was going through like the most stressful time in his life. And he was working like burning both ends of the candle, like 18-hour days.
Sure.
Like, and it was rough for him. The roughest thing for him, and I remember talking to him, was like not seeing his family. And that's like ridiculous. Like that's the worst thing ever, because seeing your family is going to make you happier and make you better at business. And then on top of that, like you love your daughter, you love like your wife, you love those things. And then he failed a physical for his insurance, right? Like the insurance, life insurance physical. And all of his businesses were basically just like crap. Like everything was in his life was crap. And then that's like where you come in. That's training, like, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. You have to dedicate half hour here, half hour here. So even if it's a half hour day, which most people think you have to work out for 3 hours, it's crap. It only takes about a half hour and your blood's only oxygenated for about a half hour. Unless you're an Olympic athlete, then you get like 45 minutes. But so he incorporated that stuff back in. And what happened was he started sleeping more, and he started sleeping better quality of sleep, which I can do a whole podcast on sleep and how benefit, how much benefits you get hormonally from sleep. But this is like all that stuff started to take, and then every single one of his businesses started to do better.
Awesome.
And it's not an either or. It's not like, hey, here's my business or my health. It's my health is going to make my businesses better because I'm my business basically. Like, I know you've been there, Josh. Like, think about, like, when you were your best, when you're at your best, if you could have that every single day where you're laser focused, you're completely confident, you're happy because all of your cortisol and your, like, unhappy hormones are down, and you love everything you're doing. Like, when you're in that Josh zone, could you imagine doing that for, like, a month straight?
No, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's one of the things for me. I know that I've found when I tend to slack off sometimes, I mean, because nobody's ever perfect, you know, you slack off a little bit here and there. And those times that you do, all of a sudden, 3 or 4 days later, it starts to catch up to you. And you're like, man, why, you know, I'm not operating as well as I normally do. And it's because 4 or 5 days in a row, you didn't work out, or, you know, you got up and you were eating, whatever, you know, you're off your normal routine of, you know, keeping health a perspective in your whole life and everything. So that's a
definite... Yeah, dude, it's basically like charging your battery.
Yeah.
Like if you don't charge your batteries, you're going to have low performance. And like for me, it got so bad because I would go, because I'm an entrepreneur as well, I'd go on trips like masterminds and stuff, and I'd miss the gym for like 4 days. And I'd eat crap. And then I was like, man, this is like, why am I? And then 2 weeks after that, I feel like shit. Like, what's going on? So now, like, when I go to on a trip, I'm like, okay, I have a 24-hour membership. I'm not missing the gym. I'll get up before everyone else and go lift for, like, 30 minutes and then go about my day. But I'm good to go. Like, I'm wired. I don't miss a beat, and it's right. Awesome. But, like, who's going to take that extra step to go lift while you're at a mastermind? Like, no one's going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, but if you think about it, like, you're there to learn. You want to be able to consume the most knowledge possible. You want to be able to implement as fast as you can after that mastermind. Why wouldn't you charge your battery?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Make any sense.
Well, cool. We got a few minutes left. I would like to see, as I, you know, a lot of times we're sitting down at desks all day, not moving around like we really should. You know, maybe like three strategies to help people, I guess, you know, get those shoulders loose, you know, what are, I guess, the common problems that you see, and then how we can fix that kind of throughout the day so we're not all locked up.
All right. So are these people going to have like stretchy pants, or is their pants like jeans and they can't move around?
Probably, I would think most people are in either probably jeans or more a little professional dressed, but.
Okay. All right. For one thing, if you're an entrepreneur, like, why don't you just wear gym clothes all the time? It's That's so right. much more comfortable. It doesn't make any sense. And everyone's like, why do you wear gym clothes all the time? Why wouldn't you wear gym clothes all the time?
Just be comfortable.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So the first one is a chest wall stretch, and I'll show it to you. But basically, as you sit at the desk, your chest becomes shortened and tight, and then your shoulders become short and tight, and they start to rotate inward. And that's where most of your neck pain comes from, because it, like, stretches out those traps and all those neck muscles, and then you have like those nerve impingements. So it's super easy. You make a 90 degree angle, like with your arm. Can you see? Hold up. I told you this is going to be sketchy, but I could do it. All right. So make a 90 degree angle, face the wall, and then just turn off.
Ah, nice. And that's a simple thing, because I know we teach people, you know, work in 50-minute increment blocks, get up, move around, and, you know, that's a great thing to do, you know, when you have those 10 minutes.
So the next thing you want to do, and it's a little bit easier because you want to, like, make sure that, like, your hip flexors are loose. And I would say, like, do a lunge, but you want to do, like, a standing lunge. So basically, let me move this around.
And so the standing lunge, this is going to kind of, what's this going to do for us?
Open up your hip flexors and get your body to fire. So there's a standing lunge I want you to do, and then there's another one. So the standing lunge, you're just going to go spread your feet.
There you go.
Spread your feet, and then just lunge down with your hands up.
And then
so your knees on touching the ground.
Is the knee off the ground then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just stand, lunge, hold it, and push your hips forward. So think like hips forward, belly forward, and chest back.
Okay. Awesome.
And the last one would be this. Where can I put this so you can see it? I guess I'll just do it off my couch. So you want to cross one leg over the top of the other one.
Okay.
And we're going to do a pigeon stretch, which you're just going to hold on to like a wall, couch, or a desk.
Oh, awesome.
And what this does is opens up your hip capsule for those of you who have hip problems and impingements, or maybe they have a lot of pain on like the left side of their leg. This is an easy stretch you can do, and you just sit down into it, and it opens up your hip capsule. And then it gets your glutes and hamstrings to fire correctly.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I've done more of the pigeon stretch where you lay down or up on a table kind of a thing, and you lean into it that way and kind of fold over. But that's one I've never done before, so that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you said at a desk with, like, pants on, so.
Yeah, no, that's
without getting all dirty on the ground and stuff.
No, those are awesome. I mean, I think, you know, like you said, sitting at the desk, everybody, you have a tendency to sit there and, you know, typing and shoulders start to come forward. And, you know, if you guys, you're watching this, you know, think about this today when you're out, you know, sitting at the desk, you know, and you start to notice your shoulders rolling forward, or, you know, your hips are starting to get tight, you know, take those few minutes and utilize what Glenn is showing you. And I mean, within a few minutes, you'll feel better. You'll feel more invigorated, and you'll after doing that for, you know, several weeks, you'll really start to feel a total difference in your overall just hips and shoulders and neck and everything. So,
yeah. So that's one thing, is flexibility. And then the thing is, like, most people miss is like you can put stuff back into place. Like, you can go see the chiropractor every single week, and he'll put your joint back into place.
Right.
But if you still have those dominant muscles that are going to pull it back out of place, the other thing you have to do is, so if you're consistently stretching, you feel better every single time, but you're going to have to consistently stretch and just to get that relief.
Sure.
So to fix that, you have to work on your muscular balance. So you have to work on those opposite muscles so that your joint will sit correctly where it's supposed to. Everything will track correctly how it's supposed to. The nerve endings will fire correctly how they're supposed to. Everything will fire correctly. So if you have, like, just say a shoulder joint and it's pulled forward and up, like what we just showed, it's a ball and socket, right? So it's forward and up. And you stretch it so that it goes and sits back a little bit, those muscles will pull it right back to where it belongs.
Right.
Until you get those opposite muscles to pull back in alignment, and then it kind of just stays happy. Then you won't have those problems in your shoulder and your neck. So same thing, like, if you have a hip impingement or a lower back problem.
Sure.
Stretch all you want. But you have to get your posterior chain to fire to pull your pelvis back into alignment. You have to get those corrective measures to pull those things back to alignment. Otherwise, you're just going to be going back to the stretching and back to the chiropractor to fix it.
Gotcha. And so what do you utilize then to, you know, get those to fire? Just those same movements that you were showing us?
So the biggest thing would be, if I could give every single person on that's listening to this podcast, TV show, like, if I could give them one, like, three exercises to kill them all for a desk.
Right.
The three exercises would be a face pull. So it would just be pulling here, which is going to activate your traps and your rear delts.
Okay.
That's one, because it's the opposite, basically, of a bench press. And it's the opposite of pulling your chest and your shoulders forward.
Right. Okay.
The next one would be a glute bridge, and just a sitting level glute bridge with your knees externally rotated and your hips popping in, so your knees out and hips popped in.
Okay.
And pushing on your glute meads, like the, I don't know how to, there's no way I'm going to explain glute meads on here. So, like, the inside of your butt cheeks, like, pushing up.
Okay.
To hold your pelvis up, the best way.
There you go.
And then a back lunge. And a back lunge or a reverse lunge, and pause the bottom. So as you take a step back, pause for a second, because most people do a reverse lunge, they reverse lunge back and they come forward. And what they're really doing is skipping their glutes and just using their quads and the other leg.
Okay.
What you want to do is just sit back, use that front leg to pull you up from the glutes and hamstrings, and also stretch out that hip flexor. So if you have one tight hip flexor that's tighter than the other one, you definitely want to start with that back lunge on that leg.
Cool, man. No, that's awesome. Hey, guys, you know, listen to what he's talking about. You know, if you forget, Google it.
Glenn's got. Or just hit me up on Facebook. I message people all the time, and then you can go to trainwithglenn.com and fill out an application, and I'll go over your whole entire assessment with you and just tell you exactly what's going on. It's not going to cost you anything, and if we work together, we work together. If not, I love fixing people. It's like the funnest thing ever. Like for me, this is like the coolest thing ever is to fix people.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, you guys, you have tons of free video content you put out all the time on, I know, on Facebook and everything. And so, guys, you know, look up Glenn Dawson, find him on Facebook, train with Glenn.
Yeah.
.com. And he said, you know, a free assessment. He'll take a look at what you're doing and everything and see how he can help you. One last question, and we got to wrap up, is what's one piece of technology that you can't live without?
A cell phone's the easy one, right?
Everybody picks that one, huh?
So I'm going to say headphones. Because okay. I've literally gone a day without headphones, and that's it. I will go to Best Buy, and when my headphones broke, I went and got these ones as soon as possible. And I have a 2-year warranty on them. So, like, I've had the same, like, warranty on a pair of headphones for, like, 7 years. So I just keep reading it up for $14 every single time. And, like, dude, if I don't have a cell phone, if I don't have headphones, I can't do cardio. And I can't listen to my audiobooks. I can't study. I can't do work. I can't lift. I can't run. I'm not the type of person that those crazy dudes that you see running without headphones. What is wrong with those people?
That's me.
Oh my God.
I run without
headphones. You're insane. I don't ever want to see you in like a scary alley or anything, dude. Because if you're a guy that can do that, if you can go through that pain without headphones, I don't want to fight you ever. Ever.
No, I get in that whole meditation focus with it, and it's when I'm running. But cool, man. No, that's awesome. I think headphones are definitely important. I use them the other 80% of the day. So, but no, I really appreciate your time today coming on Making Bank. It's been an honor to have you teaching the knowledge that you know to help people, help them transform their lives and feel better and just be better overall. So thanks again.
For sure, man. Thank you for having me. It was a great time, man.
Cool. I'm Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank. You get out and be extraordinary.